of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it is Ian here.
And Mark.
You get to create the content on the site, so enjoy that. It allows you to actually vote on the stuff you see on the front page, the upcoming stories page. You can submit fresh content to the site. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Still to come here, we've got the drones and the war crimes that are already becoming associated with them. Mark's got some details on that. Also, I've got another story here, I think, let's see, from examiner.com. They are talking about more of the fear-mongering. We had talked about how the fear-mongers in Colorado are trying to scare people about, oh, my God, it's legal now. The cannabis is going to be eaten by children, and they're going to be poisoned. And they're really trying to freak people out about the idea that somehow decriminalization or legalization of cannabis would lead to more young people being somehow poisoned by cannabis, which is, you know, pretty ridiculous. But here's another story that's related. As marijuana smokers gather beneath Seattle's Space Needle to celebrate the fact that the drug was legalized in the state of Washington, the DEA continues to warn youth that legalization doesn't make something right or good for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Illegalization doesn't make something wrong or bad for you.
When marijuana is smoked, according to the DEA, the drug THC moves into the user's lungs and then into their bloodstream, where it is then moved into all the organs in the body, including the brain.
I think it's an accurate statement to say that smoking marijuana is probably not the most healthy thing that one can do. That it might be prescribed, you know, it might be good for people with certain conditions and that kind of thing, but everything has side effects, and that, you know, it's not a great idea to take combusted plant material into your lungs. That said, however, this combusted plant material is significantly better for you, as far as they can tell from studies.
They've shown it's even anti-cancerous.
Than the combusted plant material contained in tobacco cigarettes.
Right. The pot smoker's brain says the DEA will be affected in a variety of ways as a result, including problems with memory and learning.
I think there's a certain amount of accuracy for short-term memory. I don't know about learning. Maybe when you are stoned, it won't work. But artists have used marijuana for creativity purposes for a long time. So I think that there's an offset to it. I don't recommend marijuana to anyone. I don't recommend anyone recreationally doing any kind of drugs. But I know that people are going to.
They also say that that one of the other ways it will affect one's brain is a distorted perception about things. I think that's how you describe getting high in governmentese. Difficulty in thinking, as well as problem solving and a loss of coordination. Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I know we're just talking about cannabis here, but, you know, when you end up hearing stories about, like, Steve Jobs at Apple praising LSD as one of the most important experiences in his life, then it really makes you rethink all the stories that you've heard about how terrible drugs can be for people. I agree with you, Mark. It's not appropriate to recommend these things for everybody, but it is realistic to understand that people are going to use them, and that maybe having a distorted perception about things is just another way of saying that you perceive things differently. I think that that's not necessarily a bad thing. And that's one of the reasons why artists use drugs, is so they can distort their perception and or perceive things differently, so they can maybe draw differently or, you know, interpret things differently that would result in a differing art form than they otherwise might be able to produce. And Fox News, this is especially bad, they say, for those who drive and the people on the road who will encounter them, as it can slow down reflex time at red lights, stop signs, and emergency traffic situations. And Fox News reported,
I think it can do things like that, and I don't think it's appropriate to get in the car and drive while stoned. I have driven cars while under the influence of marijuana and driven cars while under the influence of alcohol in my youth. I don't recommend either of these activities, but I can tell you which one was more dangerous, and that was alcohol. And, you know, I think that they, you know, the marketplace needs to come up with some system for finding out whether or not someone is stoned behind the wheel. Not whether they've smoked marijuana in the last 30 days, but they need to know this. And then the punishment needs to be commensurate with the level of sort of danger they were causing on the road.
Well, I don't think there's that much of an increased danger. I mean, at least studies show that cannabis users, when they are driving, are less dangerous on the road, and some statistical studies slightly less dangerous than sober drivers.
Because a cannabis driver can
compensate accurately for whatever impairment they may perceive that they might have. They can be aware more so than a drunken driver that they are impaired. Whereas a drunken driver, if they've had enough to drink, will go crazy with driving.
Well, even if they don't go crazy with driving, there's still a danger behind the wheel.
Right, because their reaction time is lowered, but certainly there are people who, can be drunk and feel as though they're just fine to drive. Everything's fine. I'm doing fine. But in point of fact, they're S-faced, and they could not possibly be effective behind the wheel. That's just not going to happen usually with a cannabis user.
I will absolutely concur with you that, it could happen, that marijuana, far less dangerous when it comes to being mixed with cars, but America's not ready for, people stoned to say, okay, you can be stoned behind the
wheel. You're less likely to be cocky behind the wheel as a stoned driver than a drunk driver. And what I'd be interested to see is somebody doing more studies on this. I mean,
now we can start looking at some studies, and that's the problem with the ONDCP not allowing people to do studies up to this point.
Let's get on a private track, and let's get some pot users and some alcohol users. Have them toke up as much as they possibly can and drink as much as possible, and then put them, in a test.
I want people that haven't used marijuana and haven't drank alcohol, too.
Sure, you have to have the control group.
Initial situations, too.
Let's get people who are, fresh out of bed as well and see how they do in those driving tests. Anyway, according to, short-term and legal problems from using cannabis can be followed by long-term problems, which can include a marked decrease in the user's desire and motivation to achieve the goals they used to have in life.
I don't think that this is I mostly don't think this is true. I mostly think that this is just
propaganda.
Because the fact is that you're going to have lazy kids out there that are going to turn into lazy adults, and you're going to have lazy kids that are going to turn into productive adults.
And some of them are going to smoke pot.
And some of them, and definitely, this is the thing you don't know. Are lazy kids more likely to smoke pot or not? And I've known plenty of doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs of all stripes that are out there, and they have smoked marijuana, and it doesn't make them
losers.
I mean, they're somehow able to rise to the tops of their professions without it being a problem.
Right. It's just that those people, the doctors and lawyers and such, the business folks, they're not as likely to get pulled over and arrested for cannabis.
That much is true.
So when people are looking
or even have their car searched.
Right. So when you look at the people who get arrested for using cannabis, you're looking at young people. You're looking at poor people
of color, yeah.
Yeah, well, people of color as well. But, if you're looking at people who are generally poor, because generally the people of color that are targeted are the poor people of color, not the rich people of color. So it tends to be these arrests tend to affect poor people and young people more so than anyone else. And, of course, poor people are poor because of certain, habits that they have and ways of being. And
to some extent.
Yeah, and so you're more likely to, in that group of people, when you start interviewing them and talking to them about, let's talk about your addiction. Why are you doing this? Well, they're more likely to tell you a terrible story about how they're losers and they smoke pot, too. So you're not – the people that are looking at the pot-smoking, convicts, if you will, are not looking at the people who aren't getting convicted, which is, millions of people or hundreds of thousands of people in this country that use cannabis recreationally and never have a single issue with productivity at all. Those people don't show up on the radar.
The studies are bent because, they don't get these people who are in the higher echelons of the earning potential out there. And secondarily, one of the reasons that those people are in the higher levels is they're smart enough not to answer yes, I smoke marijuana on a quiz. I mean, I'm not going to necessarily tell you this information.
According to this propaganda piece at examiner.com, they say that the drug can also create apathy towards things that are that used to bring pleasure to, without really getting specific what that's supposed to mean.
Right. You're not going to want to play with your Star Wars figures anymore.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. Does any of this sound accurate to you at all? You're welcome to comment. This is Free Talk Live. Take control here.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-533-4052. That's 888-533-4052. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 at FLEC1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You'll find our email list there. And also Twitter and Facebook. You can link over to those and follow and like us. And then you can interact further there. Because during the show, we'll post updates to Twitter and Facebook, including show prep, sometimes some questions, observations, And you're certainly welcome to comment. Sometimes those comments will be right on the air. So go and follow us on Twitter and Facebook and sign up for email address or email updates over at news.freetalklive.com.
What if I told you you get a mortgage for 2.5%? I know, it's an incredibly low rate. And the fact is that mortgages are at historically low rates right now. Also, the fiscal cliff situation coming up is getting people in Washington thinking about cutting out the home interest deduction. So having a lower interest rate is even more important right now. We don't know how long these rates are going to last. This is, you know, this is the rate that we have right now at a 2.5% on a 15-year fixed. $150,000 payment is just, well, $1,000 a month. You can go to MortgageMinuteGuide.com to apply for this incredibly low rate loan by going to MortgageMinuteGuide.com, filling out their three-question application right there on the website. Or you can give them a call. I'll give you the 800 number here in just a second. They do loans in all 50 states. We've worked with Mortgage Minute Guy for some time here on Free Talk Live. 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088. They've got experts that will help you, like I said, in all 50 states get in on this really great rate of 2.5% on a 15-year fixed loan. The reason you'd want a 15-year fixed instead of a 30-year fixed? Well, so you pay far less in interest.
No doubt. 855-450-FREE. A little bit more on the fear-mongering and the drone campaign that is resulting in apparently some war crimes being committed. Mark will tell us more about that. But they are reaching out, the DEA reaching out to warn teens about marijuana use. They're saying that teens should just think twice. There's a new campaign they've started out to advertise to teenagers to reconsider the use of cannabis because it could, according to the DEA, possibly lead to hallucinations, mental confusion, and panic reactions. The drug also, they say, has the capacity to increase the risk of depression and mental health conditions in users as well.
So here's one part about marijuana that doesn't get discussed very often is there's some correlative data and even some perhaps causative data. It's difficult for me as a layman to really know between, you know, people who are have propensities towards, you know, some kind of psychological illnesses and the onset of it and use of marijuana. Mm-hmm. Like maybe some people who wouldn't otherwise have schizophrenia are more likely to get it because they used marijuana. However, there's also evidence that people who are prone to schizophrenia are more likely to use marijuana. So you have this situation. I don't think legalization even matters in this area mm-hmm. because marijuana is ubiquitous before legalization. What difference does it make?
Incidentally, the Daily Mail reported Thursday that a deputy with the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office who helped start the Faces of Meth photo project says he wanted his From Drugs to Mugs campaign to show kids that everyone in those pictures started on cannabis. They didn't just dive headfirst into heroin.
Well, everybody on those pics probably started with alcohol, too. I mean, that probably came beforehand.
Possibly.
So, you know, I mean, alcohol is just as much of a gateway drug as marijuana is. Tell me the difference.
You could argue that cannabis is more of a gateway drug because in order to get cannabis, one has to interact with drug dealers, and so therefore they're more likely to be subjected to the possibility of purchasing other harder drugs.
So that's an argument to get marijuana out of the hands of the drug dealers.
And into the stores.
And into stores where people can buy it like yeah. they do beer.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the oldest arguments against cannabis use is that, it's a gateway drug. Well, guess what? Hey, government guys that are trotting that one out, maybe you should check the Institute of Medicine study that the government funded back in, I believe it was 1999, which found conclusively that that's bunk, the idea that marijuana is a gateway drug. Actually, they had funded the study with the intention to prove that it was a gateway drug. Mm-hmm. And how about that? They actually ended up, I guess they must have hired the wrong scientists because these guys were honest and actually came back with the information that said, yeah, no, it's prohibition that is the gateway. Hmm. It's prohibition, the fact that people who are searching for these products encounter other drugs through prohibition because they have to go to drug dealers to get them, that increases the likelihood of them utilizing other drugs down the line. Sorry, gateway drug, total myth. Nonsense. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Although, I got to give them credit for the Faces of Meth project. It's a very persuasive project. Have you ever seen this, Mark, where they they track photos of meth users from
two of them?
The first time. No, there's several of them.
Okay, the one I've seen a couple of them that are very, very persuasive.
Right. They're, you know, they start with like a young lady. She's arrested maybe in her early 20s, and the first mugshot that they took of her, and then over time, you know, the
deterioration.
They keep getting arrested.
Yeah.
You know, then, you know, each mugshot over time, looking at what this person becomes. It's horrifying.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely is.
And, I mean, there's no doubt. But that's for meth. And the same thing, not true of somebody who smokes cannabis for several years. But
also,
meth will absolutely ruin you.
I agree with you on that, that the meth has physical effects that are terrible. It would be interesting to know whether meth would have ever been created in the absence of the drug war.
Good point.
But let's let's say that it would. Who knows? This is a choice that this person makes, and they should be educated in their choice and how that's going to work out for them. That's really what it comes down to.
Indeed. So that's I just, you know, came across this other fear-mongering story. Figured I'd share that with you.
I'd also like to point out that sort of the lifestyle that goes with drugs is mostly created by the drug war, because say meth and crack and heroin, all these things are so much more costly than they would be if they didn't have this added cost of trying to avoid enforcement built into them. Then people would only be experiencing the deleterious effects of the drugs themselves. Manufacturers would be attempting to mitigate the deleterious effects of the drugs by having, you know, the safest meth around, or whatever it is that they're arguing. And you would find far less of this. Yes, it is terrible, the deterioration that occurs in people that use drugs like meth and crack and things like that. But let's not forget that many of those people are in those conditions, at least in part due to the drug war, not the drugs.
I'd like to see the Faces of Alcohol project, by the way. I think that would be interesting as well, because who hasn't seen the old Lush?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just you see somebody in their 50s, and or they look like they're in their 50s, but they're actually 35, and they've, you know, their face has turned red from all the blood vessels popping
blossom
due to their alcohol habit. It'd be interesting to see a picture of that person at age 18 when they're fresh-faced and young, and watch their progression or digression over time.
Yes, but they don't get arrested nearly as often.
True.
These were mugshots.
Yeah. Hey,
which, by the way, are probably the least flattering pictures out there.
By the way, credit going to J. King 8767 for that propaganda piece. He posted that to freetalklive.com. And the earlier story we did about from RT about Washington and Colorado, that was from Wax Cracks, also posted to our website at freetalklive.com. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 1-800-206-9039. That's 1-800-206-9039. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 1-800-206-9039.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find on our site. We've got live streams. You can get tuned in via over at listen.freetalklive.com to our broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. There are different speed connections for different internet speeds that you might have. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in there absolutely free. In addition to our streams, you've got over 100 radio stations from coast to coast that carry this show at various different times throughout the week. Just got a signed agreement from a station that's going to be coming on sometime in January after Neil Bortz decides to go into retirement.
Can you give me a state?
Alabama.
All right.
Which is one of our most popular states.
Yep.
With station. People love us in Alabama. Anyway,
ratings are great.
I can't tell you more than that because I, you know, always only like to announce the station officially after they've started. But just for those that don't know, Neil Bortz is the purported libertarian, like most known libertarian talk show host. He's not really a libertarian. He's just one of those talk show hosts that says that he's a libertarian so different.
Okay, for one,
he's good on the war on drugs. I'll give him that one.
But he started with the term libertarian. He was libertarian before libertarian
it was, cool.
That's
true.
And I will give you that he isn't. He doesn't embrace the ideas of liberty as thoroughly as we do here on Free Talk Live. But he's a gateway drug to the ideas of liberty.
Well, he's leaving radio in January, late January. So if you know of a station that carries him, if you whatever time of day they carry him, especially if it's late nights because some stations delay his show, then you should contact the program director and ask real nicely for Free Talk Live. Some of these program directors still have not yet made a decision about what to do about Neil Bortz leaving, and they're going to be choosing between taking his replacement, which is Herman Cain, or going with something different. And so that could be us. Anyway, you can go to localfact.freetalklive.com, localfaq.freetalklive.com. That will tell you more about how to contact local stations about Free Talk Live, give you some suggestions, some helpful hints as to how to be as effective as you can be about that. I recommend it. It could make a difference. Could get Free Talk Live on the air in your local area.
Are you tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it? Do you think that single scenario focus of survivalists on TV shows is kind of silly? With all the fear hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? StrategicSurvival.com will help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what you can do about it. With the knowledge that Strategic Survival contains and other material it references, and by taking simple action to prepare, you can turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. It's StrategicSurvival.com. The Kindle version is on sale right now for the end of the world sale, for good till the 21st, for $1.99. That's $2 off. I mean, it's half price. $1.99 for the Kindle version. It's a great idea to get this version, read the book, and then if you decide you need to have a hard copy for whatever kind of preparedness pack you might have, then you can go ahead and get the hard copy. But get the Kindle version for $1.99 at StrategicSurvival.com. You can read the fourth chapter completely free right there on the website if you want a little more information before you buy. StrategicSurvival.com.
Let's talk drones, Mark. You got a story about drones and war crimes. It was only a matter of time. What's going on?
Well, this one's coming from... from BusinessInsider.com. Michael Kelly. NYU student Josh Begley is tweeting every reported U.S. drone strike since 2002. And the feed highlights a disturbing tactic employed by the U.S. that is widely considered a war crime. So Business Insider probably isn't the pinnacle of investigative journalism in this country. So I wanted to check myself. I looked at and did whatever investigation I could do online to check this out before I read the story, and appears as though what's being said here is true. A known tactic, a tactic known as the double tap. The tactic involves bombing a target multiple times in relatively quick succession, meaning that the second strike often hits the first responders. So it's like a sniper wounding a soldier and then picking off his friends.
The medevac team or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nasty thing to do. And what it points to is a lack of knowledge of who the bad guys are. Because what we believe here in the United States is, well, the military is finding out through intelligence channels who the bad guys are. They're using the drones to find the bad guys, and they're dropping bombs on the bad guys. Sometimes, bad guys around the bad guy will die, and that's okay. That's what the generally people think about these drone attacks, because it helps them sleep at night.
Yeah, however, wants to think that the people are killing innocents in their name?
Well, I don't know whether they're innocent or not, but it does show they don't know who the F they're bombing, okay?
Well, because if they don't know, then odds are good.
Right, they're just, you know, they're assuming that there's a bad guy in this area, and everyone around that might help a bad guy who's been killed must be a bad guy. That's
ridiculous.
Is irresponsible. It's irresponsible to a criminal level.
Well, except that no one will ever hold them accountable for it.
No, you can't hold governments accountable. They have a monopoly on the use of force.
And immunities as
what
well.
What do you do? If you decided that this was a war crime, who do you arrest?
Barack Obama?
Good luck getting close to him. How do you arrest a Barack Obama? Law enforcement. He has what, a million law enforcers that'll come to his aid?
Yep. Can't be done.
Lockstep, without thinking for a moment whether or not what you're saying is right? They're not going to investigate this. I mean, why isn't the Washington, city police department investigating this? Well, because they don't have jurisdiction. Well, who has jurisdiction? Some
These
kind of world court.
Right, they're immune. And even though in some places, I believe during the Bush administration, some places convicted George Bush or Dick Cheney of war crimes, they can only be arrested if they ever set foot in those countries.
Like Nigeria or something like that.
Yeah.
A 2007 report by the Homeland Security Institute called double taps a favorite tactic of Hamas, and the FBI considers the tactic employed
good enough
by
for them, good enough for the U.S. government, apparently.
Yep, the FBI considers the tactic employed by terrorists. UN special reporter on the extrajurisdictional killings of Christoph Heinz said that if there are secondary drone strikes on rescuers who are helping the injured after an initial drone attack, those further attacks are a war crime. The U.S. refuses to discuss the merits of its overtly covert drone program, but the reports featured on @DroneStream, that's @DroneStream on Twitter, clearly document the U.S. Hellfire missiles have intentionally targeted funerals and civilian rescuers.
Wow.
Because who would else would go to the funeral of a terrorist but terrorists? Jeez. Who cares if you kill the wives and children of these terrorists? They're terrorists, too, just by being around them. A terrorist is more likely to give birth to terrorists.
Right, if they weren't terrorists before, you kill a loved one, and then you might create some new terrorists out of that.
Yeah.
And it is the tactic of terror, by the way, and I think that was an interesting point, because that is ultimately what governments are. They're just terrorist organizations that have risen to the level of being able to cover their terrorism with all manner of window dressing, like courtrooms and legislation and, you know, uniformed officers. They don't look like terrorists. You know, they don't look like some ragtag bunch. They have legitimacy, as it's called. And they're able to get away with terrorizing people on a day-to-day basis. And at some point, an individual may realize that they're being terrorized because they're afraid. If you're afraid, that's a slight clue that you might be being terrorized.
If you don't like what the government does with your money, but you're afraid to not pay in your income tax,
you might be a terrorist victim.
You are a terrorist victim.
Yeah. So that's what government is. I mean, they're just the most successful criminal gang.
Not just the U.S. government. This is
all government.
Every government that uses the monopolistic state model.
Which is every government that we know of today.
Right. And I'm not saying that other governments couldn't, that some other government couldn't come into the future and not use this model. I support that. I think we need to try new things. But when you have a monopoly, no new things get tried.
And it doesn't even mean that the people in government consider themselves terrorists. They think, in a lot of cases, they're doing what's good and what's right.
Go to the terrorists!
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line coming up. Buck Wild. We'll tell you about it. It is a controversial new television show on MTV. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight, 855-453. The Central CAI toll free line. Joining you here, it is Ian
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we give you all the website features for free, you can promote the show. And get a free bumper sticker, download web graphics, use them on your website, your blog. You can grab flyers, print those out in real life. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get all that stuff and more. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We're on in Charleston, West Virginia during the third hour here of our weeknight program. And listeners in West Virginia may be aware of some controversy brewing about in that state as a result of MTV's new television program, Buck Wild. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia isn't too wild, according about the show, according to WashingtonPost.com. It's scheduled to debut in January. It follows a group of 920-somethings living in and around Sissonville, West Virginia, a town of about 4,000 residents. The program's been described as the Jersey Shore of Appalachia.
Oh, boy.
Referring to the now-canceled reality show that earned the ire of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and state lawmakers. In the case of Buck Wild, Manchin said he's only seen previews for the show, but that the teases that staffers showed him were enough to compel him to send a letter on Friday to MTV's president asking the network put a stop to the travesty called Buck Wild. As a U.S. senator, I am repulsed at this business venture where some Americans are making money off the poor decisions of our youth. I cannot imagine that anyone who loves this country would feel proud profiting off of Buck Wild.
So we don't want to show what bad decisions result in.
Mm.
I mean, the fact is that these young people, like Snooki, yeah, she made a lot of money, and maybe her life's better as a result, but I think that to some extent she's a laughingstock.
Mm, yeah, for
I don't
sure.
know. I've never seen Jersey Shore, but I do know who Snooki is.
She is definitely, I've never seen Jersey Shore either, except for a couple clips on Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
You know they brought them back, right?
No, I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
Beavis and Butthead came back this year, and it was a great return, by the way. If you haven't seen the episodes, go and watch them. They were hilarious. But Beavis and Butthead, classically on MTV back in the 90s, would comment on music.
Uh-huh.
But now that MTV doesn't play music anymore, Beavis and Butthead comments on the other MTV shows. They'll still throw a song in there every now and then, too. But so they'll play a clip from Jersey Shore and Beavis and Butthead, making comments over top of it.
I never saw Beavis and Butthead in real life. So
oh, it's, yeah, know. It's good stuff. But anyway, so that's the only bit I've seen of Jersey Shore. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, the people on that show are absolutely ludicrous. On one hand, you will have people emulate them. I mean, the Snooki hairstyles and clothing and all that was certainly popularized to some extent. But on the other hand, it, as you're saying, Mark, does display, you know, the results of idiocy and what that does in people's lives. So
I mean, when you see two people arguing over stupid stuff, you say to yourself, wow, that sounds stupid. Sometimes. I mean, sometimes you're going to emulate it. I get it.
But this is, let me continue with the senator's comment here. He says that he's repulsed, and he says, quote, instead of showcasing the beauty of our people and our state, you preyed on young people, coaxed them into displaying shameful behavior, and now you're profiting from it.
That's just wrong. This is the same argument that they have for news. Why don't you people put good news on the news? Mm. Didn't they do this during the Nixon administration and find that people tuned out when the good news came on?
Generally, I don't know what administration it was, but generally that sort of experiment tends to fail for news companies.
Yeah.
In a interview Thursday before sending the letter, Manchin repeatedly called MTV's decision just awful. He said, I have no problem with people in this country trying to earn a profit, but I would ask them, would they do this to their own children, in their own neighborhood, in their own home state? And really, the perspective of this guy,
state.
Right, the perspective of this guy is that we don't want to show people what some people do. We'd like everyone to believe that this is just a picturesque community. People do this in every town
stick
across
your head
America.
In the sand.
Right. Like here in Keene, for instance, Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, there's this rule, some kind of a town ordinance, that says you cannot advertise drink specials outside of a bar. Meaning like on the window, for instance, or on some sort of a signage that would be outside.
Mm-hmm.
No marquee ads, nothing like that. You can't have that. You can have drink specials, but you can only talk about them inside your bar. And the reason purported for doing this that was quoted in the local newspaper by some city councilor type was that they don't want people to think that the town has a drinking problem.
Full of lushes.
Right.
Of course, this is the drinking estate in the union.
Right. They don't want people to think.
Too.
They don't want people to think about those things. They want, it's just a picturesque New England community. No one would ever drink alcohol to excess here. I mean, that's how ridiculous these people are. So here's a little bit of the audio from the Buck Wild promo to give you some idea of what it is that we're talking about here. It's from
West
YouTube.
Virginia is a place founded on freedom.
Oh my God!
For me and my
kids friends, jumping off bridges.
That means the freedom to do whatever the we want.
You're going to hell, we're out.
They're mud bogging, running naked, sliding through the mud, fighting.
We've been with me. One way in, one way out. No way around. Stay the
and barely intelligible at some points there. This should give you some idea of what you're dealing with. Lots of four-wheel riding and rambunctious teenagers. They say they're 20-somethings, but they sure don't look 20-something, or they certainly don't act 20-something, although I guess this is how 20-somethings act.
What would you
act.
Know about teens and 20-somethings, how they act?
I was a 20-something at one point.
Yeah, but you didn't act like these
no,
people.
No, I certainly didn't. I was working and being responsible. But, who knows what the show actually does? Obviously, this is a promo. It's designed to get people's attention. It's going to show you the most wild and, crazy, titillating content. And maybe the show itself will have lessons in it.
I think people I think the people that are in these shows tend to act out in order to be in these shows.
For the camera, sure. People play to the camera, period.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, it is what it is.
The senator continued his complaints about the show, saying, the show plays to ugly and accurate stereotypes about the people of West Virginia, he said. Let me tell you. People have given their all for this great country. They've done the heavy lifting to produce the energy that's needed to produce the steel that builds our factories and cities. The proud veterans of our state have shed more blood and made more sacrifices than most other states to keep America free.
Okay. What to say to that?
Look, stereotypes exist for a reason, right? I'm not saying that everyone in West Virginia is like these teenagers, but these teenagers are who they are.
This could be done in any state, though.
Yeah.
This could be...
There's mud-bogging teens everywhere, in the South, at least. Probably up north, too.
Connecticut, is that your hoity-toity estate out there? You can find mud-bogging, naked-running, cussing, beer-drinking teens in Connecticut, too.
There's rednecks here in New Hampshire. I've seen them.
I understand why they go ahead and they're going after the stereotypical ones in West Virginia. It just plays to the camera better. But this is everywhere, so I don't think that I don't think that means anything.
Our motto around here is whatever happens, happens.
potato gun. Campfires.
I'm on the phone, Facebook, none of that internet stuff.
I'm going to tell you
everything today. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here.
Who do you know gets out here and loves to sling trash?
This cat right here.
I got...
Hey, somebody's got to sling the trash, and you might as well love it, right? Good for him.
What's going on with you, Tyler?
Tyler spent the past 3 nights with me.
You guys in my bed! How disrespectful is that?
Sorry.
Yeah, and this, I think you're totally right. This stuff goes on everywhere. I mean, teenagers sleeping around with one another. That's not a West Virginia thing. That's just a young person, irresponsible, you know, acting out kind of behavior.
Yeah.
It's just what people who have too much time on their hands and all kinds of leisure abilities do.
I think Tyler is a little bit of a man whore.
I don't give a fuck care of things. I'm going to do me.
Motorbiking.
Kick me off right now.
Shouting into phones. Fighting.
I just got in eating about 14 hot wings.
Rolling down a hill in a tire. I mean, this is...
Have you ever thought that Jesse would cheat on you?
When you're listening to what everybody's buzzing in your ear.
They only cheat on people in West Virginia. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
They picked a group of teenagers. They picked a location. They brought cameras out, and they shot, you know, some footage of them behaving in poor, you know, in a poor manner.
Fair to say that they probably played the stereotype.
Yeah.
Of some particular state. I'm not sure what the stereotypes are of all states, but there are some states that there's more stereotypically redneck than other states are. And I don't know what terminology they use. I don't think redneck is accurate for necessarily West Virginia, but they probably have some term that I don't know there for that. I don't know what the stereotype is from New Hampshire. From Florida, where I'm from, I'm sure that there's some redneck stereotype that goes on for Floridas. But I can tell you the people from Florida look down on people from Georgia or Alabama, depending on which part of Florida you're from. Why? Because I'm from Florida. I know what they do. My wife's from Illinois. I know that they look down on people from Indiana.
Mm.
Every state's
it's
got
ridiculous.
It. You know, I mean, and then there's people in counties in West Virginia that look down on people in other counties in West Virginia. And that's just how it is.
Anyway, the show's called Buck Wild. It starts in January, and it's upsetting one senator, so it'll probably be entertaining. Although I don't think I'll waste my time on it.
Yeah, I'm not that interested either.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.